Good morning, Playhouse Y94. So we established that the third secret sound is not ping pong in our most recent play, and we'll do it again at 9:10 this morning. Three chances for you to get one of these $1,000 checks just during the morning Playhouse every single day with the secret sound at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10. There's five sounds total. We're currently on sound number three, so that $1,000 just sitting there waiting to be claimed. So do you have something like this, something that you absolutely hate purchasing? If you do, 65% of people admit that there are things, at least one thing, that they hate buying. And the most common reasons are either one, because it's embarrassing. They don't want to go buy their hemorrhoid cream or whatever. They feel embarrassed that they're having to buy this thing. Or they think it's dumb they have to spend money on. They're like, oh my God, I hate buying this because why am I having to spend money on whatever, filters for my AC unit? Well, because you don't want to be breathing all that gunk is the reason. But is there something stupid where you're like, I hate having to spend money on this. I hate buying this. I don't like it. What is that thing for you, Amy Kay?
I hate buying cat litter because, one, it's heavy. And then I don't like carrying it up to my apartment. But if I'm alone and I'm buying it, I think that people are judging me like, oh, look at that girl by herself buying that cat litter. What a weirdo.
Well, what do you think they're... I mean, lots of people have cats, man.
I know, but I think they just, like, see a single girl by herself. Like, they think I'm a weird cat woman.
Well, yeah. I mean, to be fair, you kind of are.
I have one cat, but I don't know. I always just... I get embarrassed if I pass people and they see me with my cat litter. Oh, look at that cat girl.
Yeah. Oh, would you like to start going by cat girl?
No, thank you. And it's just heavy. I thought about buying it online, but that's still, I'm going to have to bring it up to my apartment.
That is true.
There's no win. There's no win situation there unless I get rid of the cat.
That would be a win for all of us. Win for all of us. What is that thing you hate purchasing, Jamie?
There are two things that I hate purchasing. One thing is toothpaste. I don't like it. I can never find the right one. I've, you know, been on this earth for over 30 years, and I can't find one that I actually like. So that makes me mad, and I think that that's too expensive. Like, I mean, you're paying like $6 for a tube of toothpaste. It's insane. But my second one is diapers. I don't like buying diapers. They're big. Like, they're heavy. Like, Amy, you know, it's like carrying cat litter. So there's that part that really bothers me about it. Another thing that I don't like about it is you don't really get to keep them, right? It's just something that you're tossing away. So it's just waste.
Well, you don't want to keep them, do you?
Well, no, I don't want to keep them, but I feel every time I throw them away, I'm like, well, that was a waste.
Mm-hmm. They're just throwing money away.
Yeah. It's not. Yeah. I feel like I wish I could keep them, you know?
Well, no, that I don't quite really, I understand what you're getting at though.
Yeah.
Would you ever think about cloth diapers?
No, I don't know if I could do that. Because then you have to, you know, scrape the turds out yourself.
Yeah. You put it so eloquently like that, it doesn't sound very delightful, does it? And something you hate spending money on, something you hate that you have to buy. Usually it's either because you think it's stupid you have to spend money on it, or because you actually are kind of embarrassed. You don't want the person to see you purchasing this. Do you have one that fits the bill on one of those descriptions? 237, it's text 35270. You're good company. Most people have something like this. It's Bieber, Peaches, 8:22 in the morning in the Playhouse. Y94. I got my peaches out in... It's Playhouse, Y94. 65% of people have something they hate purchasing. And the reasons why kind of generally seem to fall into two major categories. Either one, they hate spending money on it because, like, why do I have to throw away money on this purchase? Ugh. Or they're kind of embarrassed to buy it. They're at the cash register or whatever, and they're like, should have went to the self-checkout. I don't want anybody to see that I'm buying this. Do you have something like that that's kind of under one of those categories?
Yeah, I actually have to order all my toilet paper off of Amazon because I cannot stand buying it in the store. I mean, I know everybody uses it. But I'm just too embarrassed to buy it.
But it's a universal thing. Everybody needs it. I don't want to meet the person that doesn't use it, frankly. I don't want to meet that person. So you shouldn't feel too embarrassed.
Which is weird because I actually get a rush when I buy toilet paper.
What?
Really? Can't wait to use this.
No, because and it's only if I get it from Costco, because you get a rush at the savings. You know, some places have just always almost like a doorbuster every time because they want you to go there. Well, Costco's is their toilet paper. So
what under the table deal do you have that we're not part of? Are they slipping you something? What is the deal here?
I haven't even been there in a month, but I can't wait for us to run out of toilet paper because I will go in there and I will spend basically nothing to buy so many rolls of toilet paper, and it gives me a rush.
I think it's embarrassing to buy toilet paper.
I'll buy it for you.
Because then they look at you like, I know what you're doing with it.
Yeah, everyone knows what you're doing with it.
I would be fine going in there every week buying
What is she
going to
buy all of us toilet paper? She's going to buy three huge things of toilet paper?
Well, I guess, then I might be a little embarrassed because they would see
what
me coming
every issues
week.
Does she have?
So, here's the thing, though. If she goes to a store like that, like this bulk store, and she's getting this giant thing of TP, it looks like that she's just doing her... every 6 months she has to do a stock up, right? That's what it looks like. She's stocking up, and you're not going to see her there for a long, long time unless she's giving her guy laxatives or something because she loved buying it so much. However, you want to know what's more embarrassing than that? Don't ever be the person that runs into a Holiday gas station and leaves with only their whatever off-brand, Holiday brand toilet paper and anything else. No, just this. That's the person. He's like, that guy's got a poop.
Yeah.
But that's the guy that you judge, not the person going to Costco buying their once every 3-4 months they have to buy this. You judge that person that's they only came for this random toilet paper, especially if it's not a typical place where you'd buy just toilet paper. That's the person you judge.
They even sell them individually wrapped at lots of gas stations.
Then that's for probably the truckers, I suppose.
Yeah.
That guy's got to make a stop at a bush.
Yeah.
And then, that's what's going on. You don't want to be that guy.
No.
Especially if he's a little sweaty, too. You're like, just know that dumpster out back's going to get used. You get you a bad situation right there. That thing you don't like purchasing, what are you seeing?
Yeah, somebody said, my girlfriend always seems to run out of sanitary products when I'm at the grocery store, so I always have to buy those. I find it really embarrassing, and I try to find a self-checkout if I can. Somebody else said, I hate buying formula. I feel like it is such a waste, and it is getting to be more and more expensive all the time. It's my least favorite thing to buy. Somebody else said, kids' clothes. They grow out of them so fast, and I feel every time I'm buying them, I'm pretty much throwing them away because they don't fit anymore. Someone says, as a female, sometimes I find it embarrassing going and buying stuff for my car because I have absolutely no idea what I'm looking for, and I always have to ask questions, and I feel like I sound dumb.
What about garbage bags? You're literally paying to throw them away.
Yeah, well, not even that. You're paying to throw other things away you don't want. It's a bag of crap you don't want.
Yeah,
I agree. That's a good one for that.
I pride myself on I buy bulk.
Do you get it at Costco?
Of course she does.
So I buy garbage bags in bulk, and I also get a rush of seeing how long I can make it last. So my current big box of trash bags.
How long have you had it, Jamie? Tell us.
I would bet you 7 months.
Wow.
And it's pretty amazing.
You must not throw away a lot of stuff.
My life is so exciting, you guys. I know.
Yeah. Tell us. What else do you buy in bulk for savings?
Well, this is not Costco. This is at Sam's Club.
Oh, good. There's two.
But chicken.
Butt chicken?
No.
No, chicken.
Chicken.
Oh, did she say butt chicken?
But she was this is what I buy.
This is at Sam's Club, butt, chicken.
Yeah.
You're not buying butt chicken.
No, I'm buying
regular
chicken.
That sounds
chicken.
Disgusting.
That's why she has to buy all that toilet paper.
Buying all that butt chicken. But also why they're selling it cheap, because nobody would be buying butt chicken. Is it a free-range chicken? No, it's butt chicken. This really went different places than it was intended to. The thing you hate buying, either because you can't believe you're spending money on it or because you're kind of embarrassed. Miss English, is that you? What is it for you?
I've got to say that probably for the last 10 years, I've only ever bought underwear online. I just feel like whoever's working the cash register is judging me. And I can't even say, like, I go in and buy, like, really racy stuff or anything, but I just feel like they're picturing me wearing what I'm buying, and I cannot feel. I haven't even worn it yet. It's just weird.
You know, I've said it to you once. I'll say it to you a million times, Miss English. You really class up the show. Like, here Jamie is talking about butt chicken and toilet paper, and you call, and you're talking about underwear? Just something about that accent. Can you make it a daily event? I know you don't have something, maybe a comment for every day, but even if you're just saying hi, you class up the show.
Mm-hmm.
Fargo Moore has one British person. You brighten it up around here. Thank you so much. We've seen some more text of things I hate buying.
Yeah, somebody said, I always hate buying butter. The reason I think that it's so weird is because people always judge me. I feel like they think I should probably get something more low calorie, like margarine or not, that are salted or unsalted butter instead of salted butter. Somebody else said, I hate buying pregnancy tests. I always feel embarrassed. I'm married and I would buy them each month when we were trying, and I still felt really awkward.
Yeah, I mean, you're buying that. I mean, they know why you're buying that. And unless you say, like, oh, it's for a friend. They know that you think that you must be expecting and you're going to go pee on that.
And you don't even like to, like, comment at all. Yes.
What would you say?
Friends out back. So.
There's a woman in the parking lot that thinks she's pregnant and she didn't want to come in. So I thought I'd buy them for her. And I'm also getting this pint of ice cream and tissues and toilet paper and butt chicken.
Yeah.
Just what I needed from the store today. All for different people that aren't me. Don't worry.
There is really good chicken savings at Sam's Club.
In the day and age of, like, being embarrassed of things, can't you just buy online? Why? What are you doing buying things in person you're embarrassed of? Buy it on the internet.
When you need a pregnancy test, you need it. We can't wait for Amazon 2-day shipping.
Well, if you're a Prime member, doesn't it come quicker?
I think that is Prime member. 2-day shipping. Yeah.
Is it maybe better depending on where, like, if you go next door to CVS, is it as bad because it's like medical reasons that people are there?
No, I think going to CVS, I don't even like getting my medicine from CVS because you say your name and then they know what you're getting.
Amy Kay, we're here on the loudspeaker at the pharmacy. Just want to let you know that your hemorrhoid cream is ready for pickup back. Again, Amy Kay, your hemorrhoid cream is ready. Amy Kay from Y94. Oh, Amy Kay from Y94. Nice. Here's everybody. Her hemorrhoid cream is ready.
I had to get hemorrhoid cream. I had to get hydrocortisone or whatever it's called, but that was for when I had, like, the rash. And so it wasn't for down there. It was for a rash. They don't know that.
I had actually, like, at the CVS right by where we work, and I go there, so I see them all the time. I had to get, like, a prescription. It was, like, while I was pregnant, and the guy was telling me how to use it. And I was like, I can, you know, just read the instructions. He's like, no, but you want to make sure. And I was like, okay. So I had to, like, stand there. And he spoke so loud. And there's, like, people behind me in line. I was sweating. It was horrible.
Ma'am, you're going to want to use two fingers to apply it to the hemorrhoid, ma'am. Yeah, you know, that's probably, they should have, like, a consultation room or something.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of nice. You ever drive past a pharmacy and you recognize somebody? It's like a friend or a coworker or something. And you see them walk into the pharmacy and you think to yourself, wonder what's wrong with them.
Yeah.
I've thought it every time. Wonder what they're buying there. Because you don't go in there just to get stuff. They sell random nickety-nacks. But let's be honest. If you go in there, you're probably going for some sort of medication. I wonder what it is.
Amy and I go there for lunch sometimes.
CVS. Wait, because pharmacy? It's so close to us. Yeah, we'll pick up some snacks and drinks.
Well, but that's because if I see you walking in there, which I have, I've seen both of you probably once every other week walk in there, but it's because you're wandering over there for treats. You work literally next door it.
So you wouldn't think anything weird about us.
No, everybody else, though, I definitely do. I kind of raise my elbow. Think they must have ate some of that butt chicken. Need to go get some sort of pills from that butt chicken. Celebrity Sizzler in a couple of minutes. 9:10 this morning. Your next chance at the secret sound.
Get out of bed, fool.
You're in the Playhouse on Y94.